gang, it's time for Puck Off, and it's Fraser Smith along with Joe Bartnick. Joe, here we go again.
Yeah.
The Puck Off fans.
We love them.
The top fans in the world.
Hockey fans are the best, and the Puck Off fans are the best of the best, the creme de la creme.
There you go.
I wish I knew a little more French.
Yeah.
Other than Lemieux and Claude Lemieux.
That's all you
were. Mario Lemieux, Claude Lemieux.
Let's keep Claude out of it.
That's
knowing too much French for me. Yeah, I'm a Detroit.
I know how.
We're still pissed.
Yeah, how about Jocelyn Lemieux? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay.
Third Lemieux.
He's all right.
The Ringo of the Lemieux.
All right, so I watched a little NHL hockey last night. I watched Isles versus Rangers.
Is that just not the funnest? You know, as much as Penguins Flyers is the number one, where like you know there's going to be a stabbing on in the box. That's just pure fun.
Well, and it's the last game on the island,
and you got to see all the old highlights. It was fun.
Loved that.
All the Tinellis and just
loved that. And the game was great.
Oh, you know what? And we're gonna get and you know I'm. You know, we're going to get to the awards, but I'll tell you something. Everything I said about Rick Nash, I take back this year.
Rick Nash is...
Are you kidding?
Having
me?
A year, man.
And back-checking.
Yeah, he looks great. And you know who looks like a young Rick Nash? This guy Hayes.
Oh, well, a young... He looks like
What's
a young...
What's going on with Hayes?
He looks like a young Lindros.
That guy is a muscle man, too. He was just... moving people out of the way.
He threw that guy off of him like a cheap suit.
That was an unbelievable goal. That's one of the greatest goals I've ever seen.
I know. And then our buddy Matt Martin, who I'm going to show some love to again because I love him even after his BS kneeing, tried to ram him through the pipes and he didn't even move. I mean, he moved a little bit, but Martin's a big man.
Yeah, this kid's strong as an ox.
I know. What are we going to do? What are the Penguins going to do in a couple of years? I mean, these teams are just all—they're all better.
They're loading up.
Yeah, they're all loading up. But that
they're
was
like you guys used to be.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
although I saw Sid make a nice goal.
Sid did make a nice goal. You know,
that was an old school Sid goal.
Sid backhand goal. He's moving. Gino is on fire still. You know, he didn't score. He didn't score against San Jose. But I'll tell you, Antti Niemi. Stood on his freaking head. I mean, I know what Gino, you know how there's like Gino go through a period where you can't take the puck off him?
Yeah.
He was that way for 60 minutes against San Jose. But maybe we should get to that first. Was I went Pens, Kings, Penguins Day.
You went to the game.
My daughter had a blast. It was a blast. Luke Robitaille unveiled the statue.
The statue.
By far the best statue out there. But it has like a colored, like he's like the a little color to it. It's amazing.
Pretty good statue. Yeah.
Yeah. And Lemieux was even there. Jerry West was there. Magic wasn't there. I guess he was
working. That's surprising.
He couldn't get off at the movie theater to work that.
Yeah. He was hanging out with Donald Sterling.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. I don't know.
But
maybe his girlfriend, Sterling's girlfriend.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe the girlfriend.
Yeah. But I wanted to get the video to put online, like when they dropped the curtain. But it's like, you know, Jerry West, how about the Cliff Notes version? I mean, the speech went on forever.
Come on, Jerry.
And then they brought on all these other guys. Like the VP of, I think, the guy in charge of the chocolate-covered popcorn talked.
Well, that guy's important.
And I said, you know what, Boo? Let's go watch. Now there's gonna be 5,000 people all trying to get in at once. I'm like, let's go watch them warm up
because
she loves when you watch them. You know, when
they
warm
up. She likes that.
Yeah, they all come out and they skate and they do all the drills and
yeah.
She gets to yell. So fun game, and it was the best possible scenario. My wife got 2 points and my mistress got a point. You know, you don't want it to come away. But Quickie was amazing. Are you kidding me in that game? Quickie,
yeah, he's playing well now.
Penguins won. They swept Southern California.
Yeah, nice road trip.
They really beat the Ducks good. They beat the Ducks. You know, they won. They were up 5-0, and then they gave the Ducks a couple. But it was fun. But the Robitaille goal was a very nice. And we got to get him on because I'll tell you, it's hard to imagine. Not only does he lead all Kings in points. And I mean, all Kings in points and goals.
Leads all left wingers.
Left wingers.
Goals.
Left wingers.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not a, That's huge.
No, a lot of people don't know that. That's a big stat.
668 goals for Mr. Robitaille.
That's a big stat. Yeah. And, you know, and he's one of the coolest guys ever.
Oh, absolutely. I met him in a bar one time. He couldn't be any nicer.
Yeah, great guy.
Just a great guy. He looked, he had a nice family, but and a great stat. I mean, really, like, Magic and everyone are going to be pissed now that they see Luke's statue.
They're
going
to see his statue. Yeah,
that's what I mean. They're going to be, when did they think of one that nice?
Gordy's got a nice one at the Joe.
Oh, well, he should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not Lemieux statue, I'm not a big fan of. I
hate those statues where it doesn't look anything like the guy.
Well, he has, like, he's splitting two islanders. Like, there's, why is there islanders in the statue?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
It just kind of, I don't know, just let, you know, I mean, you know, Sid or Gino, don't put two capitals in the statue.
yeah, come on.
And you know, they're gonna Gino, if you're listening, don't.
Both those guys will get statues.
Probably. You know what, though? But if they don't, I'm happy with it because Lemieux deserves a statue.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not a big fan of everybody's number gets retired or everybody's in the ring of honor.
No, it's got to be the special
guy. Like,
guys.
Luke deserves it.
He does.
Luke deserves it. So he gets one, and it was really nice.
Well, that's cool. And then you guys went in early, saw the game, good game. Kings can't afford to lose anything, though.
No, they beat Colorado. That was a big game last
week.
That
was big.
They put Watt and they sent Patrick fishing.
Yeah,
a lot of things happened last night. We're taping Wednesday. Boston sent Ottawa maybe fishing. And it's funny, they used Anderson, who's a good goaltender, but the Hamburglar. They put the burglar on the bench.
I know. He's been playing so great.
I think I let one in. They go back to Anderson. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't accept that. And a sad one, Captain Kangaroo. And you see they took Hutchinson out. And then Pavlik came in and they tied the game up.
Wow.
And then the Blues guy shot the puck from, like, send it in, and it scored with like a second left. then Winnipeg didn't even get a point. And Captain Kangaroo is one step closer to,
Well, Kings fans are glad Winnipeg. You know, I've been rooting for Winnipeg all season, but.
You're going to have to make some tough Sophie's choices here now because you've been rooting for Calgary, you're rooting for Winnipeg.
Minnesota.
Someone's got to go down.
I know, man.
Someone's got to go down.
I know, because I want those Kings in there.
Yeah, everybody does. The other thing that, the other thing that happened was this week was they redid the Devils. The Devils, and not to bring up sources, that's why it's on my mind, because Claude Lemieux, the Conn Smythe of 1995, they did a big ceremony today for the Devils, the 1995 Cup.
Yeah, the Cup team.
The Cup team.
Yeah.
And even the ceremony was boring. Well, I was waiting to see, they never showed it, was with Brodeur shook Lou Lamoriello's hand and gave him a nice embrace or not. And they cut it from every camera angle. I've tried to
see. We didn't see.
I don't know. Everyone else, they showed kissing Lou's wife, hugging him. And for some reason, Brodeur, they didn't show.
That's the one we wanted to see.
Interesting thing of all.
Sure. That's what we wanted to see.
Yeah, but I think officially Colorado's dead. I think they're done. Romolov's hurt. McKinnon's out 6 to 8 weeks.
McKinnon's out.
That was
too bad.
Blocking a shot against the Penguins. The only time the Penguins stuck against Colorado too. I was happy they gave Wah. I mean, if you're gonna give anybody anything, let Colorado get back in the mix.
Exactly.
They did not show up in the Rocky Mountains. And super great news: Tyler Seguin came back and scored two.
Immediately
goals.
Immediately scores two goals.
Yeah, I mean, how
this guy is great.
It's great. And what was cool is Kulikov answered the bell. I think that's in the Goon of the Weeks, but he answered the bell. Dallas came to town. He fought. And then he actually scored a goal.
Well, he could be in for our new award.
Yeah, a tease.
He's up for the new award.
I forgot to type it. I think I forgot to type that one.
What are we calling it?
Well, we're going to save it. We're going to give a tease. We have two big new features.
I love the new award, though.
But Kulikov, he took it like a man. Yeah. He fought. And then he scored a goal.
He scored a goal.
Yeah.
It's our Bob Probert.
Well, there you go.
Moment of the week. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't know that was the
40-year professional gave up the tease.
Sorry. That is so wrong.
The captain is like, you got a hooking penalty in the third period.
All right. That happens. That happens.
Happens to everybody.
Don't take my seat.
We're still putting you out there. You're not missing the shift.
Okay. But I you know.
Yeah, the new one is the Bob Probert Award. And Kulikov is in there because it's a fight and a goal.
That's cool.
And that's always what you say is you love the fact that he's the best fighter and he could score. So I'm like, when we name a new award, it has to
– Great award, and that, by the way. Even though I blew the tees.
No, but
great
award. It's literally your award because I thought of you and I said, look at that.
It's important. You know, you need a guy that can do both. It's rare.
Need a guy – and there's some guys that are doing it this year, doing both. Yeah. Canadians, I don't like the way they're looking right now.
They don't look as good. What's going on there?
Subban's looking a little tired. Your guy, Mr.
You think
Subban.
So?
I think he's carrying a lot of mail. I think he's carrying the mail a lot. And I think, they got Gaunch. I love Gaunch, but he's a little old.
Well, and it catches up to you this time of year.
PK's just playing too much. And it's going to hurt him in the playoffs. I think them, the Islanders, and the Rangers are the three to watch out of the East. The Penguins.
Isles and Rangers are looking good. I mean, that game last night, I was impressed with both teams.
Yeah. And it was Talbot. It wasn't even King Henry.
Wasn't the king.
That's what's the most impressive. Did you see Yandle get run over a couple times?
Yep. I did. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what a great – both teams are playing at a high level, though. I was impressed with it.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a great rivalry. I really enjoy it. I know we've been talking back to the devil thing. I watched an interview with Fetisov.
Oh man, he's cranky.
He's cranky, but I'll tell you, because we're talking about the Red Army team and stuff.
Yeah.
To join that Red Army team in Moscow, it was like American Idol. He waited 3 days, 8 hours every day to get a 3-minute look.
Wow.
To make that team.
Is that right?
That's how hard it is to make that team back in those days.
Wow, he was an awesome player.
Yeah, and you know how –
Played great for Detroit.
Oh, yeah. It was his happiest moment in hockey, he said, was winning the cup in Detroit.
That's so cool.
And he never saw 20,000 people that happy.
Wow.
And Ed Bettman didn't want them to take the cup back to Moscow.
Oh, yeah. He did take it back, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's like, but Gary –
I love that.
Gary, that's my home. And he's like – Yeah, but we're not doing it. So I guess they finally got enough Navy SEALs and Green Berets to go with them. It's for Tisov to say. It was like 30 people came with them everywhere at the cup. They were,
it's kind of like when Putin took the ring, the Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right from Kraft.
But they can make another Super Bowl ring. They ain't going to make another.
No, that might not have come back.
No, I mean, that's almost worth it.
In fact, you could do a movie on that. Couldn't you? Somebody stole the cup.
Yeah, I don't know, but that would be like King. It would be like canceled, right? Sony would be boycotting
World War III, Canada.
Yeah, well, Canada would send their nukes.
They would. They want that cup back, man. I always thought he was a great player, and coming off that Red Army team, had so many great players on that.
Oh yeah, he was saying too, like when he was trying to defect, that Lou Lamoriello met him and were meeting him secretly in Moscow, and then they were finally. But then the Moscow guys wanted like. Blackmail, and they were going to make all the money, and he'd get like $300. He's like, "Oh, I'm not going to do it then." And he barely knew English, but Lamoriello could see that was a problem. So Lamoriello was like winking at it, like they were doing like they were winking at each other, like, "Okay, just hold on." Well,
he stood up to those guys.
He did. He's the first one.
Yeah,
he's the godfather of all those guys.
And the main subject for that documentary.
Oh, is that I guess that's why he's doing the press for it.
Yeah.
Detroit, speaking of them, Zielicki coming through and Eric Cole.
Yeah, our two pickups are looking good.
Ken Holland's a genius.
Man, those two guys, that was a good pick. Well, you rated it an A-, and I think you were right.
Yeah.
They're helping already.
They really are. They're right there. I think Detroit is just a little bit. I love the Ablicator's playing great too. You gotta love that kid. He's a Michigan boy
Tatar,
like you.
I love Tatar.
Yeah, man. You love it. Oh, you're not. You're
trading my boy.
You're trading in your Nyquist.
No, Nyquist is still the best player in the league in my book.
He's up there.
That's not saying much, but in my book, I love the guy.
Him and Tatar.
He's got skills.
Nyquist, they're looking
good. I like all our guys. I only think what you always say, which is that we need a Probert-type guy now. We need a guy that can keep everybody honest. We need a little muscle.
Just a little bit.
A little muscle.
Just a little bit. Not too much, because you don't want to play that game.
No, that's not our game.
Yeah.
But you do need one guy in the...
Because that's the Penguins' problem, is they get pissed off, and then they try to play that game, and that's not their game.
If it's not your game, you can't play it.
No.
It's just not going to work.
Yeah. You know, it's like, Gino, just dominate the puck. Don't start chasing people.
Well, and Gino can be a tough guy a little bit, but that's not his forte.
No. When he gets involved, when he gets angry, when he's on the edge, he plays incredible. When he's going over the edge, chasing people and swinging sticks.
Yeah, that is too much. Yeah.
He's the first. That's the thing, is he never needs a bodyguard because he's the first one to take the law into his hand.
Yeah, no, he'll go for it.
And he's a big dude. But the other guy, the Rat, Brad Marchand, he's a hero now in Boston, man.
How great
is he playing?
Yeah.
He's single-handedly picking Boston up by the
– Man, they needed it.
Yeah, and they still made it. They got three games against Florida.
Still. Wow. That is unbelievable when it comes down to that.
And you know I'm cheering for Jaromir Jagr.
Of course. That's your boy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I was reading in the paper today that Sutter gave Sakura a nice plug.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. He said that, you know, after his first game, he was like, he was just okay.
Yeah.
And now he said he's the best player on the ice. That's what he said last night. Because the guy can skate.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know that that's absolutely what they needed, but
I don't know. But Doughty was flying last night.
Doughty's. is the best in the league.
Yeah.
But the Sakura guy's a nice little skater, man.
Hey, anytime he can take anyone that can take ice time away from Robin Reguerre is helpful.
Slow hand.
Yeah, it's slow. McNabb played a good game last night, too. McNabb had 3 points.
He had a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they needed that win.
Because you don't want to, you want teams near you to have less hope. I think they kind of took the hope out of Colorado last night.
I think they did, and then Winnipeg losing helped them.
Yeah, Winnipeg losing. Winnipeg is, I mean, losing Buff is huge.
That's huge for them.
That's a bad.
Buff is a great player.
He's a great, he's a leader.
Keeps people honest.
Yeah, he played defense and offense. He sets a tone. I think he really stepped up when he kind of sent Kane packing. That was a real we're not playing games. We're not the Atlanta Thrashers anymore. We're here to win this year.
Yeah, so. Well, I have been impressed with their year.
Yeah, and I'd like to see them go over. I'd like to see them go over Calgary.
Me too.
Bob Hartley's won before in this league. I like to see Paul Maurice. I always a soft spot for Paul Maurice.
Yeah, me too. I'm
he
with
seems
you on
to
that.
Get this short end of a lot of sticks.
But as long as the Kings get in, that's all I care about.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know,
Kings and the Wings.
You have to go back on your new. You have to set.
I know my new team.
And go back on Minnesota. Minnesota's a team you don't want to have. Right.
Yeah.
Vancouver could fall, but Vancouver is Zach Cassian.
Cassian.
I thought was going to fall so out of favor in Vancouver that we could get him.
I was hoping that too. We wanted Cassian.
Oh, I was thinking for you because I thought the Penguins. I mean, how good would he be with the? I mean,
Matt Cassian. Yeah.
We have like 10,
love to have.
He has
him.
Like 10 goals now. He's a fixture on Goon of the Week.
Yeah,
he's in there like 5 times.
That's a guy we could have used that him. Cassian's the guy we
want. I think to win, be in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think you're definitely good enough. I think.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine, but he would be a nice addition for a lot of teams.
Oh yeah, there's not too. I mean, especially he's playing the way he was playing before. Me and you could have used him. The way he's playing now, everyone can use him.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. He's playing great, and they've had a great year.
Yeah. Oh, they completely have.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about
surprised
I mean,
me.
I mean,
I didn't think
what
they
firing.
Were
look, every team Tortorella leaves goes on a hot streak.
You did mention that. When Torch was gone, it would be.
Yeah,
different.
Well, I didn't think it'd be this good, though. I can't pat myself that hard on the back. No, seriously.
No, they're having a good year.
I thought they'd be better, but I mean, this is really amazing. And you know what? And the Sundins, they when they moved him up, he asked them what they want out of him, and he said, just start playing defense.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, you know, like there's a concept. Yeah, like we'll handle the scoring, but you know,
they were like, what? What?
No, I know. I mean, Cassian. They told Cassian first start defense. Yeah. Like he asked what he could do to help.
Oh yeah.
Because they moved Rabada down and gave him a chance, and Sadin said first start playing defense,
right?
And then we'll worry about it. But right. it's working out, man, because they got Horvat now in the fourth line. So the fourth line, probably the second best fourth line in hockey is scoring now. I mean, no one's going to want to play the Vancouver in the playoffs.
No, they're tough. They're having a good year.
Yeah,
and they're on.
And you know, they're going to score in their two power plays when they get the chance.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of teams are going to fold and be like, oh, it doesn't mean anything. You know, I'd be afraid of them.
Well, you don't want to play them.
Speaking of falling apart, though, we weren't even thinking about that.
You're going to say Nashville?
Yes.
You think so? Their record's still pretty good. They are. Still got that good record.
I don't know, man. Volchenkov came off IR, but they don't need defensemen, but he's a good one. And they brought back Stahlberg from the minors. They're desperate. If James Neal, who, when has he ever been clutch, didn't score that overtime goal, they did last nine in a row.
Is that where they're at now? They really? Wow.
I think so.
They're still top of the division.
Or like eight.
They're still tied.
But Captain Kangaroo is making it interesting.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. They really want to be number one because they really want to play Winnipeg. They don't want to play the Kings in a wild card, but they really want to play someone happy to be there.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if they drop the second, Kane or not, Taze will be in the second round.
Yeah, you know. So you want to win that division.
Yeah, you do not want to face Jonathan Taze.
No, it's important to win.
Yeah, it's very important for them.
And they've been on top all year.
All year.
And they're still on top.
I mean, what Pekka Rinne, I mean, Ribeiro, I never put trust in for a whole season. I guess it's coming through. James Neal, yes, we turned the clocks back. James Neal stopped scoring goals.
The real deal.
Yeah. Daylight savings Neal is what they should call him.
That's good.
Thank you. I will laugh at that. Good.
But their goalie's great.
He's been letting them in, though,
but
lately.
But he's not so much lately.
Yeah. You know, the other guy, the country western singer, was doing okay, you know. Holton Hutton, remember Dalton Hutton or whatever? Yeah, he sounds like he's played like J.R. Ewing, Dalton Hutton.
Sure, he can always play in the clubs in Nashville at night.
Yeah, he's a
kid. Go down there.
He's on the XM, channel 39. You know who's impressed me in Winnipeg, though? He's kind of stepping in for Buffalo. No one will. Tyler Myers.
Tyler Myers is getting it done.
Yeah. He's even dropping the gloves. He's punching people out. He's moving his legs.
What's going on with Tyler
Myers?
Something
about getting out of Buffalo.
Yeah, that got him. Well, that can do it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah. I mean, he's really played well. I mean, he's putting on the disco.
Yeah.
You know, he's moving his feet. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun to see. You hate to see people that just get rookies a year and then disappear. You know, you like to see good. I don't know. I root for everybody in a way, unless for the.
Well, you're a hockey fan.
Yeah,
and it's nice to see a kid have it like that having it.
Yeah, just kind of like, you know, getting a bum rap. It's like, it's not all his fault. And, I mean, you know, because here's what happened in Buffalo. You got rid of Lindy Ruff.
Yeah, that's
what happened. And now we'll get to, but now, oh, like they, you know, now they're playing a little better. Well, now's when you don't want to play better. Now's when you want Connor McDavid. The one guy playing good in Philadelphia is Michael Delzato, who was washed out with the Rangers, and now he's the Flyers' number two defenseman, which I will give a tip of my hat to. I thought he was done.
And now he's
washed
good.
Out in Nashville. Yeah, he's playing great for the Flyers. I mean, that might be an indictment on the Flyers that he's their number two defenseman, but he's playing good. So you got to give credit where credit is due.
And they made a little run there.
Yeah, just enough to ruin their chance of getting a good draft pick.
Nice going.
Which was nice.
You love that, right? Yeah.
Oh, as high as I jumped when when the ping pong ball came back, Sidney Crosby, it's as hard as I'm going to fall if they get Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
Because if they don't make the playoffs, they'll have like a .001 chance in that ball.
Now, you know, this argument comes up a lot in all sports. I mean, you know, they were saying it about the Lakers this year in basketball. The theory that it's – if you're having a bad year anyway, why not super tank and get that ping pong ball?
Hey, I agree with that.
Do you?
I don't agree in the guys on the ice not playing hard. But I agree.
Well, that's what I mean.
I agree in the GM cleaning house, making it hard for those guys. I mean, I don't think players on the ice should ever tank. That's why I got on Minnesota, because I thought they tanked this year to get Yo fired. But no, I mean, the GM, hey, the Penguins, that's what they did. They took their leading goal, like they put their goaltender one three get dressed in the back of the minors when Lemieux was up for the draft.
Well, that makes sense.
My organization is the legendary, like, oh, wait, three games left, send the hot goalie down.
Well, you know what? That was actually a smart move.
Smartest move of all time.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah. Why do you want to – you want Connor?
Well, there's different ways of tanking. I mean, you know, like what you're saying is don't stop playing hard.
No, never.
But if you're the GM or, you know, maybe have some of your younger guys, give them more shifts.
Exactly.
You know, do it in kind of a rebuilding kind of
– yeah, under the guise of rebuilding. Like, put it this way. Like, you know, send away – you know, I mean – well, Philly, you know, I don't know Philly's. I mean, well, Philly sent away Coburn, but I like, you know, the guy they got from Tampa better, you know, Radic, Dubas, you know what I mean? I like that guy better. But, you know, I think they, you know, just send away guys, send away guys that could score some goals. Like Toronto did most of that.
Yeah.
You know, except, I don't want to get into it. But, you know, now there's the big drama about Kadri missed a meeting. Now they're suspending three games. It's like, what? I'm embarrassed for Shanahan now.
Like, well, I'm a little surprised because Shanny's pretty sharp customer.
Yeah. And all the guys on TSN and stuff were saying, you never let that get out.
No.
You never let that get to the media. So it's like, what Shanny did? I thought Shanny did a bad job with his, like, video review. He's doing worse than
Trump. He was a good player. Now what's going on?
He's a great player. If it wasn't for you, I probably would have named the award the Brendan Shanahan Award. And now
I know you love Shanny.
So now maybe next season we'll have the dumbest move by a GM every week.
We need an award.
And we'll call it the Brendan Shanahan Award. Well, let's. I think you'll like the music too. Let's bring out the very first award of the week, and this is for someone who gets in a fight and scores the goal.
What's going to be the music for that? I can't
wait.
It's
called
of course.
Bad of the bone.
Yeah, the bad of the bone. You got to love it, man.
The Bobby Probert Award.
We should just call it the Bad of the Bone Award.
Yeah, well, that too. I just thought it was nice.
Having Probert's name.
Yeah, I would like to give Bobby all the... So under that, we have Kulikov from Florida.
Okay.
His fight was under duress because he was asked to dance and he danced. So he gets the big tap of the stick. He did it. He did a no-no. And
right.
And then he fought. And the man's name eludes me who he fought. Young kid from Dallas who stepped up. So a tap of the stick to him too.
Okay.
Also on the dance card for the Bob Probert Award, Cody McLeod and Chris Stewart. Cody was as an Avalanche guy. And Chris Stewart, then he went to Minnesota. He was a Buffalo guy that went to Minnesota, and he actually used to play for the Avalanche. And because Cody McLeod took some liberties last time they played Minnesota, Minnesota went out and got Chris Stewart. They both fought as men. They both pat each other on the head afterwards, like, we did our jobs. Classy move by both guys. The other guy that scored and got a goal and fought was Paul Gosted from Nashville, who I'm not a really big fan of, but he totally won the fight.
I saw that fight.
Yeah, he kind of beat up a little guy.
Yeah, he beat up a little guy.
Yeah, so but
can't,
you know,
go with that.
But he did. No, we're not. But he does qualify.
He does qualify.
My thing with Gosted was he was on the Buffalo Sabres when Luch ran Miller. And he didn't want any.
He didn't
part,
do anything with Luch.
He didn't want any part of Luch that night.
No.
Until they all talked about it for a month. So he had to crawl out there with his tail between his legs and fight him.
Yeah, but he didn't have any problem taking on the little guy.
No, no. Oh, last night, no. No problem. Yeah. No problem fighting Tory Krug. If Tory Krug would have ran Miller, he would have been the first one on the ice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I can't vote for Paul on that.
No.
Let's see. I got to go with – do I get to make the choice
or
is it you?
Yeah, it's the Bob Probert. Everyone, you make them all.
Kulikov.
There you go. I think it's a nice choice because I thought it was BS what he did to Sagan, one of my favorites. But he took it like a man, and everyone moves on.
Yep.
That is the NHL.
We're moving on.
Moving on. Now we'll do.
I like that award though. Great award.
I'm glad you like it. And I think we're gonna. I think that's gonna be the last one for a while because we don't want to work Andrew too hard.
Well, you know he doesn't mind.
Well, you know he's working hard here, man. We gotta. You know,
all right.
You know,
so
it's still the regular season. Maybe the
that's true.
Postseason. You know, but I love the Bad to the Bone. Well, if we ever get Corey on, he'll be able to pick his music. So
he can pick.
Corey will have his own music.
But that's a good. That's a good music pick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. For the Goon of the Week.
Goon of the Week.
We got a bunch of them now.
A lot of names here. All right.
There you go. We have Dumba, a young kid, got absolutely sandwiched by Leitch and Big Tom Wilson to the Capitals. He got lit up, so we have to give Dumba. He was a good player, but he's a young kid. Then we have, I think this is the one. Remember last week when we actually had the victim of the week,
right? The victim of the week.
I think this may come down to this that we have Benoit Pouliot, the other French name I can pronounce.
Nice.
He crushed Jarmelson from Chicago, the great defenseman, into the glass, and the glass fell on this chick Alexi Bobath.
Yeah, I saw that where the
– it's her first game ever. Took the cut. Didn't go get stitched. They wrapped her up like Fred Flintstone. She sat and watched the end of the game.
Unbelievable. I love her. I love that girl.
I know. That's my second wife.
That was awesome.
Are you kidding?
I just saw it with the sound off, so she actually got cut.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She got – and then they're like, oh, you know, you're going to go for stitches. And she said, no, I'm going to watch the end of the game.
Oh, love this. She's going to be a hockey fan.
Yeah. I thought that was great.
That's great.
Then we have one of our favorite people, the great big Adam McQuaid, just crushed Voracek of the Flyers. Then, of course,
loved it.
Then, of course, Ronaldo had to step in. So McQuaid sat his ass down. Get out of here, Ronaldo. Adam McQuaid, you talk – I can probably piggyback Hartnell. I can't piggyback McQuaid, but McQuaid, you're more than welcome to come. He's who Pittsburgh needs, Adam McQuaid.
Yeah, I mean.
And if Boston wants to keep, they want to keep handing out defensemen, you know, like on the, anyone will take
him.
Who knows that they're going to run into? Well, it's a lot of offseason to talk about. Then we have our buddy Zach Cassie and Crush Braun from San Jose. And then the captain, or the almost captain, Joe Thornton stepped in. They didn't fight, but it was ballsy of Thornton.
Yeah.
Thornton doesn't need that. He's an old man. But
he's stepping in for his guy.
He stepped in for his guy. Now, here's a fun one. It happened Anaheim with Anaheim and Vancouver. Vancouver's just been feisty. Dorsett popped Perry, which is a no-no. Perry, you know, former right. MVP. So then Maroon stepped in to tell Dorsett, you know, don't be doing that. And then Cassian just jumped Maroon.
Of course. You knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I just love it. Yeah, I love Cassian.
That Cassian's awesome.
He's got spit and vinegar, that kid.
Yeah.
Now we have one, you know, Big John Scott.
Your boy.
He fought Dorsett, another Vancouver guy, Dorsett from Vancouver. And, of course, Scott won the fight like 99%. But who cares? Dorsett stood up to him.
That's right.
F. John Scott. Of course, we have the aforementioned McLeod Stewart.
Right.
We have Jim Chur is the guy that Gostap beat. Here's one of my favorites. My old boy, Sill, who got sent to Toronto for Winnick, the Penguin Sill. He always wins fights. This time... he beat up that old man Ott, that agitator. You know, he's a rat. Never liked Steve Ott. Never liked his game. Still knocked the old man out.
Well, He is old.
Put him in his place. Yeah. Yeah. And Zill's a kid.
So, yeah.
Zill's a kid, but it was nice. You know, Art wants to run around and be chippy and chirpy and sandy. Well, there you go, Art. Sit down. And then this one we had to put in fresh from last night because I got on him for his horrible kneeing penalty last week. I don't like the knees, but I love this. I always get his first name, Matt Martin. Absolutely destroyed Zuccarello last night. Did you see that hit in the Ranger Islander
game?
Didn't
see it.
Oh, absolutely PlayStationed his ass. I mean, like,
did he? Yeah,
yeah. It was fun. It was really fun. So there's the
Those are the choices.
Those are the choices.
A lot of action going on.
It's turn and play. I'm actually
clear cut for me. Clear cut decision. I'm picking Alexi Bobath.
There you go, Alexi. I wish we could send her like a new car. So
she obviously wins.
Obviously wins.
And that's a great moment.
We have a lot of Chicago fans too. If you know this woman, please get her in contact with the show. How awesome would that be?
Oh, it'd be great to get a call from Alexi Bobath.
Yeah, it really would.
She's awesome, man.
I mean, they literally, like, she got hit with a glass.
That glass, that was wild, man.
Yeah. And
her first game ever.
First game ever.
And she didn't leave. And she had to get stitches.
And
That's a hockey fan.
And you know how you see, like, when Fred Flintstone, they wrapped the bandage around his head?
Right.
Like, that's what they did to her.
She came back out with the mummy. Yeah.
I mean, my wife's tough. My wife would be the first person at the, you know, back at the emergency room.
Well, many people would.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you know,
I got to give her props.
Yeah.
So she wins the award this week.
Yeah, for sure. Now we have let's go to the
Alexi's the goon of the week.
Alexi's the goon of the week, and she's a good looking chick.
Too. Did she look good?
Yeah, she looked good
before the bandage.
Even with the bandage,
really,
yeah, I mean, a little sexier.
Yeah. Wow,
you like a woman that can take off. I mean, that's a keeper there.
That's a keeper.
Remember when Janet got hit with the puck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Wayne didn't come out of the game.
Oh yeah, I love that too.
The check on his wife.
You gotta love that.
Yeah, that was one of my
I'm busy, honey. Come on.
Favorite Greg Gretzky moments. He's like, she'll be all right.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, of course Wayne was at Robitaille's.
Well, of course. Yeah. They're good buddies. They were friends.
Oh yeah. That was interesting about Robitaille was his three worst seasons were the one with the Penguins and two with the Rangers.
Well, yeah. He was sort of really slowing down then. Oh, Corey's calling.
Corey Hirsch.
Corey Hirsch is awesome.
Yeah, he's a goaltender. He played for the Rangers in 94. Not quite sure if he won the cup with them, but then he won Rookie of the Year. Well, I mean, he didn't start, obviously. It was
Rookie of the Year is pretty
well. He was on the all rookie team.
That's impressive
for Vancouver in '95. Corey,
that's hard to do.
Oh,
hey, Corey Hirsch.
Hey,
Corey.
First of all, welcome to the show. We're so proud and honored to have you, a real NHL goaltender.
Yeah, a real one? Are you sure?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
you were rookie of the year. Come
yeah,
on.
You, right. You were on the all rookie team.
Yeah.
Well, I had some good games, a couple.
No, well, you played
good
like
run.
Yeah, you played four different teams. How many? Like eight seasons?
Yeah, in and out of about eight seasons. I got bounced around a little, but most of my games were in Vancouver.
Yeah, I remember when you were in Vancouver and you were switching off with Kirk McLean.
Yeah, that's a while ago now. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. It was good. It was a good city, good place to play in.
Oh yeah, it's a great town, and they're having a great year, aren't they, this year?
Yeah, they're doing well, and I'm doing a lot of games here at Sportsnet. I get to see them a lot. You know, we're still all waiting to see what the Kings are going to do.
What do you think?
Kind of scared.
What do you think? You think they'll get in?
I absolutely think they'll get in. They have so many. They got too many guys that just know how to win, right?
Yeah.
And they're not gonna let the playoffs slide by. They're gonna squeeze in, and then they'll make some noise in the playoffs. But it's so long the season every year, so to try and win every year, it's difficult. So these guys, the first few months of the year, they kind of just take off. And LA found themselves in a tough spot, but they'll have no problems getting in.
Well, Corey, is that an actual strategy where some teams, I don't say they coast necessarily, but maybe they're not playing as hard as they might, and then they just kind of sneak in the playoffs and then they turn it up?
Yeah, I don't think it's a strategy. I think it's more just the way it is. These guys, they play until you know, if you win the cup, you play until June 15th. You know, your first month after that is just relief and taking the cup around and, you know, drinking and having fun with it. Yeah. And then you have a month of, you have a month of training and then you're back at it. So whereas all the other teams, they've been off since, you know, majority of the teams have been off since end of April. And you know, they've had all this time to train and do all this stuff. And these guys are exhausted by the time training camp comes around still.
So winning the cup's actually,
you know,
a little
so
bit of a
season doesn't go as well.
A little bit of a liability in getting ready for the next season.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, those other teams have a bit of advantages. They have time to prepare and they get their summers. And the teams that win the cup, it's great, but it's the summers, it's all about appearances and being with the cup, and everybody wants a piece of you. So
yeah,
it's a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
What do you attribute Quick's back to just pure dominance again? Was it because, like, they lost Voinov and the defense was kind of out of sync, or just the whole team was out of sync, or he was a little tired? How did he turn it on?
A little bit of everything. I think losing Voinov hurt. Obviously.
Yeah, it completely.
He was a big part. But which he's like that though. He's streaky like that. But when he decides to turn it up, it's a completely different level. I mean, we saw last year against San Jose, he wasn't very good the first three games, and everybody around the league, we're all going, "Oh, LA's done. They're down 3-0." And it wasn't a player. It wasn't, you know, a forward or a defenseman that changed it. It was Jonathan Quick.
Yep.
I mean, he changed that whole series around and won it himself. And then from there, it was, you know, the guys just follow.
He really is amazing. So you're covering Vancouver games right now for Sportsnet, and one of our all-time favorites in puck off is, we love Zach Cassian. He's on fire. What turned it around for Zach? I mean, you know, I'm a Penguins fan. We call the Kings our mistress team. I'm a Pittsburgh guy, and Frazier's a Detroit guy. So he was getting kind of in bad in the doghouse. We were hoping he'd get traded to our teams.
Yeah, we wanted him.
Yeah. And now it's like, you know, he's gonna, you know, the way he's playing now, he's gonna be in the Hall of Fame. What turned it around? You know.
Well, some guys, it takes, you know, those young guys, it takes a while to figure out, you know, they know what they do well, but they don't know what they do well. And Cassian, for the first little while and through his teams, he thought he was a goal scorer, you know, and I'm going to go and I'm going to score 50 goals and I'm going to be, you know, a Cam Neely or something like that. One of those old school guys that were tough and played and scored goals, but that's not his role. He's got to bring a physical element to the game. And so what they did with them the first half of the year is they kind of just kept beating it into him. You know what? This is the type of player you are. And he kind of bucked against that a little bit. No, you know, he didn't want to do it. So finally something has clicked in where now he's doing that. He's going out there, he's hitting people, he's playing with a little bit of an edge. And when a guy does that, you don't want to play against him because it's scary. Like, you know, you got some guy toothless, crazy, coming after you with a puck, and he's getting more room because of it right now, and that's why he's getting his opportunities.
Is it really, you know, the Sedins seem to be a little you know, like refreshed. Is a lot of it just Tortorella, you know, the whole stink of that's gone, and they're kind of back to play, and everyone's kind of playing up to their level. And it's just that's what they should be. Is that what you think is happening? Because, I mean, I always thought they were the borderline team this year, but maybe under the line. And, you know, they're right there. And I'll tell you, no one wants to play it because in the playoffs, the Sundins will click in that power play, and they'll scare a hell of a lot of people.
Yeah, they're obviously two of the better players in the National Hockey League. I explain it like this is when you go to work every day and it's miserable to be there, you don't want to be there, you're not going to be very productive. And it's no different for an athlete when he goes to the rink every day and the coach makes it miserable and you don't want to be there, you don't want to play for him, and it's not a good atmosphere to be in, it affects your performance. So, you know, when they move Tortorella out, and brought this new guy in, it changes the whole atmosphere. So now you're going to work, you're in an atmosphere that's enjoyable to be in again. You know, the coach can either make it miserable or he can make it good. And I played for Mike Keenan for a few years, so I know that exact feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you played in 90. Is your name on the cup? Be ignorant.
This you've touched on a sore spot. All right.
Oh, wow.
No, I was the third goalie for the Rangers, so I was I was just a practice goalie. I was there for the whole the run, which was really cool. But unfortunately, the practice guys, they don't get their names on the cup. So,
oh man. Oh, so you were you were one of the black, you were like the black aces guys.
Yeah, that was me.
Now the Rangers are looking really good right now, aren't they?
Yeah. They've got a good team. The interesting thing is Lundqvist went down and they've actually been better. I think it kind of brought them up a level when he went down. I think it scared them as to what they were going to be. And their goalie has played well for them, the guy that's filled in, but it's actually shown their team how much better they can be. So when Lundqvist gets back, I'm interested to see how they do, because they've built on this, and now you're going to get one of the best goalies in the world back. They're going to be a scary team.
I think, you know, Henrik is amazing. The other guy that's amazing out east is Carey Price. Do you think he's going to win the MVP too as well?
See how not. He's been that good. Like, I've watched a lot of games with him, and he's been that good that he's been the most dominant player in the NHL. And, I mean, a lot of people don't like to see a goalie win the Hart Trophy, but how can you say he's not? There isn't a forward or a player out there that's run away with it, like a scoring title. I know there's some guys that have had some good seasons, but it's not like they're, 100, 120-point guys.
Right.
Nobody's been as dominant as him, and he's just been that good.
Is there any fear of him wearing down or no?
A little nervous about that. Yeah. If there's anything they're going to be scared of, it's going to be if he goes down with an injury.
Do goalies actually get run down though? I mean, or is that like a media and a fan?
It's not so much physical. It's more, you just kind of get mentally burned out because it's such a stressful position.
Yeah.
It's like a pitcher in baseball or a quarterback. It's the stress that gets to those guys. And if you have like the Marty Brodeurs and the Carey Prices and the Patrick Waughs, like that stuff doesn't bother them, then they don't burn out at all. You know, someone like me who was a freak before every game, worried about getting scored on. I was mentally burnt out by the time the first period was over.
Yeah.
You're making fun of yourself, but hey, to last that long in the National Hockey League, you obviously stopped some pucks and did some good, some great things.
Yeah, Corey.
Well, yeah, I was lucky. I met some good people along the way too.
Corey, what's the line of thinking if you have a top flight goalie and he goes down, and you bring a guy in and he plays really well, about bringing your main guy back? Do you stick with the kid who's doing well?
Yeah.
They're
having this issue in Ottawa right now. They had that Andrew Hammond who went in as a rookie, went 7-0-1. And really gave the team life again. And then their number one guy came back and they didn't know what to do. So they gave the number one guy a couple starts and it didn't go so well. And now the coach is getting crucified, for not running with the hot guy. But if you're a coach, you have to get your number one goalie going again. So, like New York, you've got to go back to what Lundqvist has done for you. And you got to get him going again. You got to get him playing again, and he's your guy. And if you're going to win a cup, it's going to be – typically, it's going to be him. It's not going to be your backup, even though he has played well. Your guy is going to be the player that is going to win you the cup.
Well, and if you bring that guy back, it's going to take – even if he's great like King Henry, it's going to take a few games for him to get his chops back, right?
Oh, absolutely. The longer they're out, the longer it takes, right? I mean, they're going to have to get him a couple games here pretty quick. And the Lundqvist injury was weird. Apparently, he's got a bruised artery or something. So, I mean, he could have actually died if he would have played too much. So they're going to be really cautious with that, obviously. But I'm surprised he's been out this long. So I'm interested to see how much longer it goes. But he's going to need some games.
What's your take on Marc-Andre Fleury? I always think, he had one bad playoff series, one horrible play. And other than that, I think the Canadian press really kind of gets on him, and he's really done really well in every regular season.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been the reason they've lost the last 2 years either.
No, playoff. Not at all. And I think because Crosby and Malkin are on that team, he's got all the pressure. Well, it's not their fault. Must be the goalie, Crosby and Malkin are the best players in the world. So he was an easy target, and no, he didn't play well, and that happens, but he did win a Stanley Cup. it's almost like the Peyton Manning thing. You know, he's won one Super Bowl, and everybody's like, well, he can't win another one. So does that tarnish his career? Really? Yeah, he has a Super Bowl, and that's, and his career is going to be tarnished because he's only got one? Right? I mean, that's
crazy. I can see,
Let's hope he's not the Peyton Manning, for my sake. what's your take on we call Frazier Smith the captain, because he's one of the original six. What's your take on Mazarek's play? Wasn't that amazing for Detroit?
He's another good young goalie, and Jimmy Howard's not playing very well right now. So that's going to be an interesting situation to keep an eye on, because I'm not sure how long they're going to let Howard go if he keeps playing the way he's playing.
That's kind of what I was kind of hinting at, if you were going to say.
Well, remember the Ducks had that issue last year around playoff time, and is that going to happen? What would you bring would you bring Mazarek back?
Well, I think, at some point you have to, the time runs out and you're going to have to, figure something out. I coached in St. Louis last year, and Ryan Miller hadn't played very well for us, and we just kept going with him. And looking back, we probably should, looking back now that it's all over and we lost, it's hindsight, it's a wonderful thing, but, they probably should have went to the other guy. He just wasn't playing well enough. And, maybe the situation would have been different. So I think there's a coaching decision to be made where they're going to have to either change gears or, they're going to be hoping that this guy can get it going.
The best thing is the decision will be made by the great Mike Babcock and not barbecue Bruce Boudreau.
Exactly.
Who never saw a goalie controversy he didn't like? Yeah. I mean,
And Corey, a hot goaltender can get you the cup. They always say that, right?
Yeah.
If your goalie gets hot. And how is somebody able to just turn it on all of a sudden? Like, it seems like Quick can do that. You mentioned it earlier.
It's kind of a mindset, with these guys. Like, they're just, I can't explain it. I mean, it's more of it's what some of those great athletes can do. You look at the Michael Jordans of the world. There's not many of them, obviously, and they all have a little bit of they're all a little different. I'd say they almost have a little bit of a screw loose in that sense, that they just have the ability to shrug everything off. And they're just obsessive about what they do. Like, they're obsessive about their craft. And you look at the Lance Armstrongs, even what he did to win, that's crazy. You look at Michael Jordan. These guys are competitors. They will do anything to win. And I think that's the difference. It becomes a balance of something like that.
Yeah. And it just seems like you say some of the great ones are able to, maybe they do have a screw loose or something, but they're able to the switch. They turn the switch and all of a sudden they're on a streak.
And you know what? And they just, if I had it, maybe I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you guys right now. I'd be counting my money somewhere playing golf.
Well, it's like you say, not many have it. It's rare.
We totally appreciate you coming on, and we love that you're going to be a regular every week.
Awesome.
We'll talk about every team around the league and get your professional insight and your perfect. It doesn't get better than this.
No, it's great.
For our show. And we really appreciate you, Corey. And have a great week. And we'll be cheering for the I went Vancouver in because I want to see Cassian and the boys.
Love that Cassian.
And keep working. But thank you so much. And we'll be in touch, and we'll have you on next week, too.
Awesome.
Thank you, Corey.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
All right. He's cool.
Corey Hirsch.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, it doesn't get better than that for us.
No, that's great.
And we got to thank Mr. Bag.
Bag hooked that up.
He goes, hey, Corey would like to come on your show and be a part of it.
Man, he was great.
Yeah, he's great. He knows his stuff, and he's on television. So he's not fumbling, stumbling. We're the ones stumbling.
We're the stumbling.
You're the pro, but I'm the fumbler, stumbler.
Well, I gave away the tease. So, it is cool to have him on.
Yeah, totally.
Now, we had one more award.
We almost forgot the save of the week.
All right, who's up for save of the week?
Well, we have the Penguin backup goaltender. Give him a little love. Tomas Greiss stopped Palmieri the Ducks, and he juggled it, and he swatted it out of the air. It was pretty cool. Anders Lindback made a ton of saves in Buffalo, but we're not going to count any of them, because why did you make those saves for Dallas when it mattered for Lindy Ruff?
Yeah. Come on.
What the hell are you doing, Lindback? So you're making saves, so you're not going to get Connor McDavid.
Right. That's a bad move.
Yeah. And then we have Eddie Lack on Shane Doan. Ramo of the Calgary made two big ones in against Boston. One in Calgary against Daniel Paille. And then one when he laid that. Soderberg had him laid out, and he reached up and grabbed it. So Ramo got to go one. With a Hamburglar, took one off the head from Lee Stempniak. And the two, I think it should be, I think the two best ones are Rask, our buddy in Boston, stopped Voracek on a breakaway, which was huge.
That was huge.
Because Boston needed that game against Philly.
They needed
Philly,
it. Yep.
And then the other pressure one, I think, turned the whole tide or stemmed the tide or whatever you do with the tide, was Talbot from the Rangers last night stopped Bailey on the breakaway. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did.
That was huge. So
that was pretty
big. It's your call, sir.
Those last two are even in my book, but I'm going to go with Tuukka Rask.
There you go, Tuukka Rask.
Yeah, because they needed that game.
They needed that game. Yeah, it's look at that. Yeah, see? That's like analytics for our show.
For us, that is big time analytics.
Going
basic,
deeper.
But
no, because you know, really, it didn't really. I mean, bragging rights, but it really didn't matter as much for the Islanders,
no.
Rangers, as it did for
both
Boston.
Great saves,
yes.
But when your
yes.
season's on the line, a little more pressure.
And, you know, screw Philly.
Yeah. That's the other reason.
Yeah, another good reason.
All right, okay. one more.
Yeah, one more.
Actually, two more.
There you go. Look at this.
Love that.
Now, we usually just have one. We usually just have one because one man deserves the award. This week, we're going to split it into two. Because they both deserve it, and they're both New York, New York. The city's so nice they named it twice. One is John Tavares, the man who I said the closest thing to Lemieux in the NHL. What did he did a Lemieux thing the other night against who'd they play?
Toronto.
Toronto. They should have beat Toronto. I mean, like 10-0, but they screwed around. So what does he do? With like 4 seconds left in overtime, he goes through everybody and scores just like Lemieux would.
That was an unbelievable play.
Unbelievable. And, you know, he lost Kyle Lopezzo for 20 games. His big rugged winger, not his bodyguard, but, you know, a tough guy, but a guy with hands. His number one guy, his line mate, his winger that scores, you know, makes room for him. His target, you know, his guy. What did he do in those 20 games? 27 points. John Tavares, and he deserved it himself. But then that would just be leaving out a guy who I think deserves all of my love, Rick Nash.
After all you've said about him,
he stepped up.
Yeah, he's playing great.
I mean, last night
he's
a goal
great.
And a back check that leads to the other goal.
Yeah,
he's back. He's doing it all. He's leading by example. He's doing what he should have been doing for the last 8 years. But. He's the man on the Silver Mountain.
You know what? I like splitting it.
Yeah.
Normally, I'd say Tavares because what a play.
Yeah, what a play. What a 20 game. Just every. But
that play was beautiful.
Yeah. But, you know, Nash has been stepped up too. And
Nash, and for you to come around and say that about him is shows you're a big man.
Yeah. Thank you. I wish that they played in the first round. And we played Washington, but we're not going to catch Washington. I just want to see that series, New York. I mean, that is just hate.
And, you know, I'm impressed with this Hayes kid.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be.
Watch out for that guy.
He's going to be running over our Sutter for the next 10 years.
Yeah, this guy.
He's
a bull.
Who'd he throw? He threw down.
Throwing guys down.
Yeah, he threw that guy down. No, he threw him down like Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah.
Oh, man, amazing.
This guy had the camel clutch going.
Yeah, the camel clutch. Okay, now the one final one, the fantasy update.
Here we go.
Okay, so we hardly ever like talk strategy about what it went down. But the great Jose Galvez brought it to my attention that somebody dropped Sidney Crosby from their team.
What? What?
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Someone dropped Sid, and he is known as the San Antonio. I don't I swear, but you know, SHIT bird.
I like the name.
Yeah, that's his team. He dropped him, And wow. Puck Bitey's picked him up. Because I'm like, I told his agent, did you pick him up? And he's lost on the waiver wire. So, but yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah. So then my faux pas, because I'll be in all fairness, I did not play Hartnell last night, my buddy Scotty.
Ah.
I didn't pay attention and not play him. I looked at everything and like, I'll keep like Roussel and he'd probably fight.
He had a good game.
Hartnell had 2 goals last night. Yeah. So that's my fault. Now to the standings. Giroux, butt grab, is still in first place. Area 51 is 1.5 back. Elbowing, 2.5 back. Anti-Niemi, 4.5 back. I moved up to only 14 back.
But butt grab's in the driver's seat.
He's in the driver's seat. But I'll tell you, if a point or two can just go any, you know.
The tight race there.
I need a jump, and then I'll be back in. But the other 4 guys are right there.
Just remember to play Hartnell.
Yeah, I got to play Hartnell. No one's skating for me tonight. No one's skating for me tonight. And I think I did throw in that I was really – Randy Hahn, I've always loved his work from the Sharks, and then he got a new partner, Jamie Baker, and couldn't be more middle of the road down the – to watch your team play with the other team's announcers. And I thought they completely gave us a fair shake.
Did you?
Yeah. Really.
You were impressed with that.
Want to give a tip of the hat. This week I started again my thing on WDVE, kind of like the KLOS of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, cool.
The mothership. I do hockey jokes on there. We call them soft dumps.
I love it.
It was their idea. So we taped one today. It'll be on Thursday.
Great.
And if you want to hear kind of the jokes I've said here, but a couple new ones, I'll tweet them out. And I'll put the SoundCloud thing on the because they put it up on their homepage, and then I'll put it up. But if you're – because by the time you hear this, it'll already be off the air. But
you're always great with those jokes.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm glad you're doing that.
How's Sunday?
KLOS is rolling, man. We had the great John Lovitz on the show last week. Okay. I'm jealous. But then we have –
you do such a great Lovitz that when he's on, I think it's you.
It actually was me.
This time it was?
Yeah, he stood me up. So I had to do both parts. That's a professional at work.
Oh, you're making –
I can't believe it. Anyway, this week it's George Lopez. The great George Lopez. So
look at that.
Yeah, and then Dane Cook next week. So
jeez.
We're rolling Kilo G player.
That is awesome. And George is so great on radio too.
Great.
That's a great one.
Very lucky.
We went a little bit long this time. Thank you. It's like bonus puck off.
It is bonus puck off, and it's always good to have that.
We went to the shootout.
KLOS Sunday night, 10 to 2 p.m. Please listen if you can. And Joe?
Please like our Facebook page. I am Joe Bartnick. At Joe Bartnick or whatever, and email us. We love it. Salute to all the troops. We've been getting some nice emails from those folks.
God bless the troops.
Thank you, Andrew. Incredible job this week.
Nice job.
And big hand to Corey Hirsch.
Yeah, Corey Hirsch.
Are you
awesome.
Kidding me? Try to keep. That's a hockey player coming
loved
back.
Loved it.
It was not denied.
I loved it.
Yeah, he'll be back next week, and we'll see who we got. Maybe we have a guest. And I love the show this week. It was
the
fun.
Show was great. Joe, you're always great. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
For Joe Bartnick, this is Frazier Smith. For Puck Off, we are out!